This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. All right, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Uncensored, Unfiltered. DrStellaMD.com, her new book is Let America Live. Just closing comments that you'd like to make to the viewers and listeners in the few minutes we have left. I hope they listen to you because whatever this is, we do know that vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc being juiced up on that's great beforehand. And then if it breaks through, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, you know, and some of the people, I really like David Icke. He's a great guy. He says no virus last year, and most of what they said was a lie. Maybe they're spraying something else. I don't know. But I know with my family, my dad almost died. Didn't tell him he was sick for a week. Within 24 hours, he was up walking around feeling great with quercetin and vitamin C and D and ivermectin, you know, and steroids, corticotropic, you know, and inhalable steroids. So I'm just really worried about people that aren't in Texas or Florida and haven't been hit by this yet. And when it hits them, I hope they don't get killed because they're still believing that nothing exists. I'm not saying David's wrong, but that was a year ago, something else. But something's going on now, doctor, right?
Yeah, something is going on. You know, it's always been around. I mean, we've been taking care of patients since March of last year. What I will tell people that, number one, prevention, prevention, prevention. Prevention is better than cure. Get on hydroxychloroquine, get on ivermectin. You can go on our website, drstellamd.com. We're going to get you hydroxychloroquine. Anywhere in the world, anywhere in the country, we have doctors that are licensed in all 50 states. We have, since we sent
out. And that's right. People ask me where to get it. It's doctors like you, or you can refer them to that area, and then the proper medical with a prescription. Because explain, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, or what can be taken preemptively, and how often should you take it, depending on the person? I mean, I know you're not prescribing on air, but what is the prophylactic dose?
Usually we call it Sunday medicine. We took it back home for malaria. So we have doctors. We have doctors that are licensed in all 50 states. We have a telemedicine service where you can go on drstellamd.com, make an appointment, pay for your visit, and then a doctor will see you and prescribe hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. Usually, like I said, ivermectin is scarce now, so we actually prefer for you to take hydroxychloroquine for prevention. But when people get sick, we also see them, we give them both ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, we give them budesonide, we give them, Z-Pak and everything.
Budesonide, that's the inhalable steroid, correct?
Yes, you can do that on our website. And when you sign up, somebody's going to see you. Last week we sent out a clarion call for mom and pop pharmacies. We have mom and pop pharmacies from all over the country right now that are going to fill this prescription because all these diabolic, demonic big pharmacies.
And when you say you're fighting, you're saying 70,000 people you've helped. I know Dr. Bartlett's helped tens of thousands as well. I mean, you guys are really working 20 hours a day.
Well, we're working more than that, Alex. And then the second thing I'll talk to, if you get sick, if you get that sniffle, the flu season is coming. Don't think maybe it's just the flu, maybe it's just a cold. Get treated. If you take hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak and it's not COVID, it's just the flu or something else, you've taken a sugar pill. Get treated. Don't wait till you can't. You think, keep thinking you're going to fight it. But by the time you realize that you're not going to fight it, it's going to be too late.
That's so right, folks. You need to listen to her. She is in the hospital. She's got all the patients. This is not a game, folks. This, whatever you want to call it, Delta, the Easter Bunny variant, whatever it is, it almost killed my dad. This is not a game. And it felt like a gorilla was sitting on my chest.
The vaccinated patients who need to get on prevention. Right now, they're talking about the Lambda and the Mu variant coming, that vaccines are not going to work for it. So they are getting ready for everybody to get sick. So don't say, oh, I'm vaccinated. We see both sick, vaccinated, and unvaccinated patients. So we put everybody right now on hydroxychloroquine prevention, and then if you get sick, you get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and the rest of the stuff.
All right, Doc, we love you. We appreciate you, DrStellaMD.com. Join us again to just get into therapeutics and stuff like that, and we'll do a whole hour. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Get my book. All the fights, all the battles we fought with the enemies in my book.
We will. Let America Live. All right, thank you, Doc. All right, I'm out of time. Paul Joseph Watson's coming up. Our new product, which is also good for your immune system. It's got quercetin in it. Brain Force Ultra. Liquid, it's incredible. Twice as strong, twice as much. for $24.95, then it funds the InfoWar, InfoWarStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, now available, and we're selling out of Vitamin Fusion, but it's still discounted, InfoWarStore.com.
Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena and he's continuing to expose serious issues in the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made in American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
And we are back in Summit News Hour, and I am back from holiday, albeit a domestic holiday, because you have to jump through 50 flaming hoops to leave the country. Meanwhile, as I'm going to talk about later, the Australian Prime Minister, while his citizens are locked down permanently, he's flying from Canberra to Sydney to see his family. Australians, meanwhile, are being told that they're not even allowed to engage in conversations with each other. Now, of course, here in the UK, we've had 4 lockdowns at the latest count because they're so successful, we have to keep having them over and over again. The vaccine is so successful, we were told that we're going to vaccinate our way out of the pandemic. Well, here we are, 9 months later, 80% of the adult population has had both doses of the clock shot. 90% of the population will have had it by October. And yet still, yesterday's reporting suggests that the UK government is preparing for another lockdown in October because the vaccines worked so well. UK government already preparing for another lockdown in October is the headline. This is from iNews. It says the member of the government's scientific advisory group for emergency SAGE, who routinely put out ridiculous numbers that never come to fruition. They're proven spectacularly wrong time and time again, but everyone still listens to them for no reason whatsoever. So the UK is about to enter an extended peak of infections and hospitalizations, which are in danger of pushing the NHS beyond breaking point and could force the government to reintroduce restrictions over the school half-term period at the end of next month. So they've got the kids going back to school as of a week ago, teachers, parents being told to test them on a regular basis. They've got the university students going back to uni here in a couple of weeks' time. So they're going to be provided with enough justification, enough positive tests, because they're going to rejig, reinitiate the mass testing to create the panic, the hysterical drumbeat to force us to accept another lockdown by having all those students, despite the fact that the vast majority of them don't even have any symptoms, but if they test positive, they can add that to the official positive infection toll and scare everybody once again. And of course, we were told over the past 6 months that the vaccines were crucial because they stopped hospitalization influx. We were told that the vaccines, even though they don't work, you can still carry the virus, pass on the virus if you've had both doses of the vaccine. And there's another example of that that I'm going to get into. They don't really work, but we were assured, we were promised that the vaccines reduce severe symptoms of COVID and drastically reduce deaths and hospitalizations. Okay, fair enough. We were told that the vaccines severely reduce severe symptoms, reduce serious COVID hospitalizations, and yet now we're being told after 80% of the adult population has been vaccinated, which will be 90% in a couple of months' time, that we need another lockdown because we're going to get a ton of hospitalizations that the NHS won't be able to cope with. So the very reason for the government promoting vaccination scheme for everyone, reduce the chance of death, reduce hospitalizations, reduce pressure on the NHS. Now they're saying all that's going to be in play once again here in a month's time, and that's the reason why we will need to lock down again. Kind of suggests to you that this has stopped being about public health, that this has stopped being about following the science, and it's weaponization of population control. It's about conformity, mass conformity, and even when the masses do conform to the degree of 90% doing what they're told, no, that's not enough. Even if you're vaccinated, you have to keep the masks on. You have to prove that you have been vaccinated to get into a nightclub, to get into a theatre, to get into a football match, which is what's going to be unrolled at the end of this month, of course, with vaccine passports. Notoriously unpopular in Germany, in the Netherlands, in France, where there are mass protests, mass riots, where the businesses in France, in Paris, the cafes, the restaurants, the bars, aren't even enforcing the vaccine passports, aren't even checking them. That was all a public relations hoax right at the start of it, when they had those police officers checking people's medical papers so they could have a cup of coffee. They're not really enforcing it. We were promised that these vaccine passports would never be introduced, and the same government, the same people are now promising us that the October lockdown is not going to happen because you can trust them, can't you? And again, on that subject, they're now saying that to get into a nightclub, this is how they tried to bully and intimidate young people into taking the vaccine, didn't really work because of the number of vaccine acceptance rates reached a plateau and kind of tailed off from there. They haven't really increased that in the past few weeks or months. They were told they would need to take the vaccine to get into a nightclub. A third of under 40s in the United Kingdom haven't taken one dose of the clot shot, the coronavirus vaccine. And that figure doesn't really seem to be budging, and yet they're still going ahead with this vaccine passport scheme. As I pointed out many times, the net profit margin of nightclubs in the United Kingdom and pubs and other similar businesses is 15%. So you have a third of people who are most likely to patronize those venues, pubs, theaters, nightclubs, having not taken the vaccine, they're not going to be allowed in. So the entire industry is going to collapse. And indeed, hospitality insiders have asserted that once again over the past few days. The most ludicrous aspect of this, of course, is that they're now eliminating the option to provide proof of negative COVID status, either through proving you have the antibodies, which, as we know, offer 13 times more protection than the vaccine itself, or if you can prove that you've had a negative test. So they're completely happy to allow vaccinated people into nightclubs if they can prove they had the vaccine, despite telling us that people who've had the vaccine can still carry and pass on the virus. But if you can prove that you're negative of COVID, you don't have the virus at all, which of course is more safe than potentially having the virus, but just saying you've got the vaccine, no. Those people who can prove they don't have the virus aren't going to be allowed into the nightclubs, but the people who can prove they've been vaccinated but can't prove they don't have the virus because the vaccines don't work properly, they'll be allowed into the nightclub and they'll be allowed potentially to spread the virus. Again, kind of suggests to you that this is not about following the science and that this is not about public health. It's about mass conformity. It's about the weaponization of vaccines as a tool of population control. And by the way, the masks are coming back as well, but of course we're not supposed to believe any of this because the government today has assured us that they have no plans to reintroduce lockdown in October, having assured us back in December they had no plans to introduce vaccine passports. Now they're being rolled out as we speak. And we see a similar thing with masks. Boris Johnson is also believed to be prepared to reintroduce mask wearing and social distancing inside public spaces and on transport as early as this month in a move designed to stem hospital admissions that we were told would basically tail off to nothing because the vaccine's so great and prevent the UK's fourth lockdown. So the masks, which we know from the only peer-reviewed mass testing studies, the Danmask study in particular, don't work. The virus is 1,000 times smaller than those blue surgical masks, than the holes in them. It passes right through. They're going to go ahead and reintroduce them anyway. My parents are visiting from Spain, and they say that even though the law has been lifted that you have to wear face masks, outside in Spain, in blistering 35-degree summer heat Celsius, people are still wearing the face masks, even outside in Spain, one of the hottest countries in Europe, at the peak of summer. So once they get this in, it's very hard to get rid of it. And now they're talking about reintroducing all these mask mandates, all these coronavirus restrictions in October. Again, the story came out, the public rebelled against it, now they're denying that it's happening, and you can trust them because they've been so honest at every point, haven't they? Summit.news, we'll be back, don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
So again, back in March 2020, we were told by our esteemed government that we needed to lock down for just 3 weeks to flatten the curve and protect the NHS. The NHS should be protecting us, but it's apparently more concerned with his writing blog posts on its official website about how bad white people are. We're going to get to that in the next segment. We were told that we needed a fire break back in October 2020 to save Christmas. We had that, then we had another 6 months of lockdown after that. We were told that we would get to enjoy Freedom Day on June 21st. That got delayed by another three weeks. We were told on July 19th that that was Freedom Day, that that was the last lockdown, that we were on a process that couldn't be reversed. And yet now, official sounds coming out of Westminster suggest that we're going to have yet another lockdown once again. But they've denied it like they denied every other lockdown in the past, like they denied that vaccine passports would be rolled out at the same time that they were funding corporations to create those vaccine passports. And we were told, of course, that we could vaccinate our way out of this pandemic. Well, 80% of the adult population has been vaccinated. 90% will be by October, the end of October. They're now trying to give the vaccine to 12-year-old kids who don't even need parental permission to get the vaccine. We were told that we would have to go outside and just applaud the NHS, bow down and worship this sanctified great institution that is there to protect us and which has completely failed by their own score to protect us. We were told that the vaccine prevented severe symptoms and reduced hospitalizations to the level that the NHS could cope with them. But now they're saying the exact opposite. There are too many hospitalizations, and if this COVID death toll increases by five times over the next 6 weeks, which these esteemed sage directors, advisors are telling us that it's likely to do, that we will need to lock down once again, despite the fact that 95% of the population will have antibodies. And then there's the question of NHS bed spaces itself. Will they be able to cope with the influx of new hospitalizations? There's an article here by Andrew Lillico out of The Telegraph. Headline, there can be no justification whatsoever for an October lockdown. And he points out the situation. He says there are about 800 hospitalizations per day in England. That's as of right now. That compares with around 1,600 hospitals in England as a whole and an average of roughly 100 beds per hospital. So at present, there is less than one hospitalization per day per hospital occurring for COVID. So these hospitals are apparently over the next few weeks at least, going to be on the verge of being overwhelmed when they've literally got one person being hospitalized for COVID, taking up one bed in these hospitals. He goes on to write, that did not swamp the NHS this summer, neither did it come anywhere close to doing so. And he goes on to talk about spare bed capacity, which should be able to handle any increase, even up to five times the current level. Of course, we had the infamous Nightingale hospitals built at a cost of millions and millions of pounds to the taxpayer, which even at the height of the pandemic during the first lockdown were barely, if at all, used. We saw the viral videos, which were quickly banned on social media sites, of people visiting these hospitals, visiting these COVID wards, showing that they were almost completely empty. Some good news on this front, though. With the vaccine passports, ticket sales flatlining as rebellion against vaccine passports grows. Ticket sales for events in the UK that could require vaccine passports are flatlining, according to industry insiders, as the rebellion against the onerous system grows. From the end of the month, people seeking to enter a nightclub in the UK will have to prove they've been double jabbed, as I talked about in the previous segment. Proof of a negative test will no longer be accepted, despite the fact that vaccinated people can still carry and pass on the virus. If you don't have the virus, you can't pass it on. You're not infectious, but you're not allowed into the nightclub. The people who have complied, submitted, caved, and had the clot shot, they're allowed into the nightclub because they conform. This is not about public health. This is not about following the science. It's about mass compliance and conformity. And I go on to explain how the profit margin of nightclubs is 15%. You get 25% of young adults in the UK remaining unvaccinated, and that's from the ages of 18 to 29, the people overwhelmingly likely to go into the nightclubs. They're going to lose 25% of their customer base. They're going to go out of business. But now they're also talking about using this vaccine passport system to apply to West End theatres. The larger ones have higher capacity than 500 people, which is the number that they're putting on as a limit for enforcing these vaccine passports. So Kate Nichols, the chief executive of Hospitality UK, pointed out, quote, there is a significant proportion of people who don't want to use passports or are not vaccinated. It's settled at 20% in France. We expect something similar here in the UK. She noted that with the industry already struggling as a result of lockdowns, the administrative costs combined with the loss of income as a result of those customers staying away will deliver, quote, a further nail in the coffin of returning for many venues. And then you have Michael Kill of the Nighttime Industries Association pointing out through the records that they've studied over the past few weeks or so, ticket sales for events at the end of September and beyond are already, quote, flatlining. He says we're seeing a lot of pushback from people who don't want to come and have to show their health status on entry. Now, again, whether it's going to be enforced or not is another matter, but the very prospect of it potentially being enforced when 25% of people aged 18 to 29 in the United Kingdom have not been vaccinated, won't be able to prove it. One third of under 40s haven't been vaccinated, won't be able to prove it. That is a massive slice of their profit margin, and it's one that they can't afford. They will go bust. Meanwhile, plans to introduce the passports are also going ahead, despite Israel, which was the first major country to launch a similar scheme, now experiencing the highest COVID wave out of any major nation, as we've covered before. So again, their vaccine rollout was so successful, and then their introduction of the vaccine passport scheme was so successful, that now they're experiencing a wave which is worse than any other major country because the vaccines work so well. So that's the good news, that people are still rebelling in enough numbers to make this economically unviable for many businesses, theatres, nightclubs particularly. So they're going to file lawsuits against the government. There's apparently going to be big resistance against that. Whether it comes to fruition remains to be seen, because we had Andrew Lloyd Webber before the extension of Freedom Day, of course, which is supposed to happen on June 21st. Then they delayed it for three more weeks. He threatened to open up anyway and said that he would be prepared to be arrested by the police for opening his theatres. Then he became part of a government scheme where they allowed him to become part of a pilot program, and he backed away from that. So it remains to be seen whether these hospitality insiders and theatre owners will actually back up their words with solid action and actually file lawsuits against the government and resist and rebel against this vaccine passport tyranny. Remember, the vaccine passport is the digital ID. The digital ID is the Chinese communist style social credit score. It starts at not being allowed into a nightclub. It ends at not being allowed to purchase food. Summit.news.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake,
Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare of the enemy and try to stop their agenda. But we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, as part of the reintroduction of COVID restrictions potentially happening here in the UK over the next couple of months, they're talking about reimposing travel restrictions. Of course, the current situation is still in place, where if you visit an amber list country, which is on the government's amber list, when you return to the UK, if you haven't been vaccinated, you have to basically put yourself under house arrest. You have to take multiple PCR COVID tests to prove that you don't have the virus before you're allowed to live your life. One group of people who aren't forced to take PCR COVID tests when they arrive in the United Kingdom are illegal migrants coming from France on dinghies and boats, because, of course, British people are now second-class citizens. Migrants are a superior class that we allow into the country.
despite the fact that after we did so the previous time, following the fall of Libya, following the refugee crisis in 2015, we saw many of these migrants carry out mass casualty terror attacks like the Paris massacre and, of course, the Manchester arena bombing. We're going to get into, on the other side, what Germany is currently experiencing with their continued fallout from the last influx of migrants. But we're going to set the table here with a video, which is about the fall of Afghanistan, of course, the takeover of Afghanistan by the Taliban, and how that is threatening to cause a new influx of, quote, refugees, who are really economic migrants, into the West. We're going to play this video now and come back and talk about the latest developments. Here it is. The Taliban takeover of Afghanistan means that Europe is now facing the risk of another refugee influx. How it started, how it ended. This has brought the hashtag refugees welcome crowd out in full force once again. Because it went so well the first time. Seems to be overwhelmingly young men. Don't see many women or children. But I suppose they're all doctors or lawyers in waiting, so why should we concern ourselves? Humanitarian development worker Sybil Schnehager told German WDR television on Sunday, quote, "We can assume that up to 3 million Afghans will make their way to Europe in the foreseeable future." Well, what's another 3 million? Get ready to see European cities put up more refugees welcome posters a stone's throw away from diversity barriers. Get ready to be culturally enriched. But once again, the facts contradict the narrative. Afghanistan will probably be more stable under the Taliban than it has during any time in the past 20 years. Most of the Afghan population welcomes the Taliban takeover. And it's over. The war's over. This situation isn't comparable to Syria. And yeah, there are a relatively small number of people who worked for the US in Afghanistan whose lives are under threat. They're genuine refugees. But 3 million people... they're not refugees, they're economic migrants. As Taliban spokesman Sahail Shaheen told Sky News, most of the people who are leaving Afghanistan are not doing so because they feel unsafe. They're doing it because Afghanistan is a poor country.
Everyone wants to leave Afghanistan because Afghanistan is a poor country. Up to 70% of the people are living under poverty line.
The vast majority of people fleeing Afghanistan are not refugees, they're economic migrants. That's why they want to go to Germany and the UK and not Saudi Arabia, despite Saudi Arabia being the first safe haven. Again, going back to the works of the humanitarian worker Sybil Schnehager. Quote, "I always ask people, why don't you go to Saudi Arabia? They are Muslims, this is your culture. The answer is always no. Germany is better." Gee, I wonder why. Saudi Arabia puts them up in remote, rudimentary refugee tent cities with one communal toilet. The UK and Germany put them up in four-star hotels and give them free money. That's why they want to come here. And personally, I don't blame them for wanting to come here, but that's not the issue. The issue is we tried this already back in 2015, and it was an unmitigated disaster. With a likely runoff election against anti-mass migration populist Marine Le Pen coming up next year, even globalist stooge Emmanuel Macron is worried. The French president is calling for a robust plan to, quote, "protect against significant irregular migratory flows from Afghanistan." The vast majority of migrants aren't violent criminals or terrorists. But too many of them are for Europe to put its people at risk again. Polls show 39% of Afghans support suicide bombings in defense of Islam. ISIS bragged about how it exploited the refugee wave to insert terror cells into Europe. There were then a multitude of terror attacks in Europe carried out by ISIS adherents who were either refugees or asylum seekers. The majority of the Paris massacre terrorists entered Europe via the refugee wave. I think of 11-year-old Ebba Ackerland, torn limb from limb by the Stockholm truck terrorist, a failed asylum seeker. I think of French schoolteacher Samuel Paty, beheaded by an Islamist who was given refugee status. I think of the woman beheaded near a church in Nice by a Tunisian who arrived in Italy as a boat migrant. I think of the 1,200 women who were viciously sexually assaulted in one night in Cologne
on New Year's Eve 2015. The culprits were almost entirely North African or Middle Eastern men. The majority were either asylum seekers, illegal immigrants, or refugees. I think of the Afghan asylum seeker who raped and murdered a teenage girl in Germany before dumping her body in a river. I think of the mentally disabled 11-year-old girl who was raped by an Afghan refugee. And this isn't even to mention the societal dislocation caused by the mass influx of foreign populations who have no desire to integrate or contribute. The UK government has announced that Afghan refugees will be allowed to enter the country without even needing to show a passport. What could possibly go wrong? The previous time the UK began rescuing asylum seekers from war-torn countries, the Royal Navy picked up a refugee in Libya called Salman Abedi. He repaid them by blowing up a bunch of kids at the Manchester Arena. Yeah, you'd have thought we'd learned our lesson by now. Polls show that 99% of Afghans support Sharia law. Good. Well, send them to other Middle Eastern countries where they'll fit in. Europe is full. The UK is full. We already have record numbers of boat migrants arriving anyway, some of whom just rock up on beaches in dinghies and run into the nearest town. We don't even know who these people are. And now we're just going to let in thousands more without even checking their identity. Meanwhile, I'm going to have to show my ID and vaccine passport to go to a football match in my own country. No. Enough is enough. If these people are genuine refugees, send them to other Middle Eastern countries. Because Europe has already tried experimenting with mass economic migration from these areas of the world. And the consequences were horrendous.
This problem is being exacerbated by the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan. You had almost 1,000 of these, quote, refugees arriving over the past few days on the south coast of England due to the nice weather that we've been having over the past few days. And again, no checks whatsoever. The British government has openly said they're not even going to check the passports of Afghans. They could just say they're Afghans. There could be anyone coming into the country who have this history of massive terror attacks carried out by these, quote, refugees exploiting that influx. Now we have this headline. Experts warn ISIS-K planning to exploit refugee wave to send terrorists to the West. Don't forget that ISIS, in their own Black Flags of Rome manifesto back in 2015, bragged about how they had exploited the refugee wave back in 2014 to 15 to insert literal jihadists that carried out the Paris massacre into Europe. Now experts warning that ISIS-K is preparing to exploit the refugee wave created by the Taliban to do the same thing once again. David Otto, counterterrorism expert, said determined jihadists could still slip through the net and that there is little that's being done to protect Europe from ISIS-K. Lee Purcells, he said, quote, Europe and the West are at high risk of terrorist attack from individuals who have sneaked themselves into the country posing as affiliated to the US. Of course, with the Biden administration funding that to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. Dr. Jasmine Mohammed also said dangerous persons may be subjected to supervision, as we saw with the New Zealand jihadist a few days ago. They were watching him. They couldn't even put him in prison before he went on to stab six people. But none of them will be imprisoned, and residency status may remain temporary or limited. So we're repeating the same disastrous mistake once again. We'll be back to talk about it more on the other side. Summit.news, don't go away.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
So experts are warning that ISIS is planning to infiltrate the West once again with jihadists to carry out terror attacks via this Afghan refugee wave. The British government has come out last week and said they're not even going to check passports or identity papers, mainly because many of these people don't have them. When they're allowing these random people into the country, we've seen the videos where they rock up on beaches and just run off into the local community, no checks whatsoever. These migrants don't face the same coronavirus PCR test that Brits returning to their own country do after they come back from holiday. And of course, we had the sordid history of what happened before, the Manchester Arena bomber, Salman Abedie, literally being rescued as a refugee by the British Royal Navy from Libya after the disastrous invasion of that country, going on to blow himself up along with 25 people, dead, many of them children, during that concert in 2017. You have 1,000 migrants arriving on beaches on the south coast of England. Yesterday alone, the numbers are 600, 700, 800, up to 1,000 every single day. We don't know who these people are. But the media consistently, laboriously, tunnel vision focuses on, oh, there was a baby. You read a Sky News report about these migrant arrivals on the south coast. Literally almost every paragraph is, oh, we saw a baby. We saw a child. We saw a toddler. Then you look at the actual pictures that weren't published in those news reports. 95% plus young men, fighting age men, the likes of which have actually carried out jihadist attacks in the West. And of course, attendant to that is the soaring violent crime rates, the mass sexual molestation events that we saw in places like Cologne. We're repeating this mistake as a continent once again. And the likes of Sky News are busy writing news reports with, oh, but there's a child in every other paragraph. It's a complete scam. But the consequences are very real. We have this headline out of Summit News today. Official crime stats show foreigners and migrants responsible for nearly half of gang rapes in one German region alone. And again, this wasn't AFD releasing these statistics. This wasn't some bigoted right-wing neo-Nazi group. This was the official crime data released by Dusseldorf's Ministry of the Interior. And it's revealed that in the region of North Rhine-Westphalia, foreigners and migrants who represent around 14.8% of the population, which is alarmingly high to begin with, are responsible for almost half of recorded gang rape. So diversity continues to be a strength in that region of Germany. If you look at Germany as a nation, the wider nationwide picture, more than that are represented in gang rape. So you have across the whole country, according to official Federal Criminal Police Office BKA stats, foreigners comprising around half of rape suspects despite representing only 13.7% of the population in Germany as a whole. So again, vastly overrepresented in sexual assaults, in gang rapes. This is the much vaunted diversity culture that we're importing once again into the West. All but Sky News says there was a toddler on one of these boats, so I guess it's all worth it. I guess we need to repeat the same mistake once again. We also have this headline, again out of Germany, over 80% of culprits responsible for looting after German floods were foreign migrants. Again, diversity continues to be a strength. The floods killed over 180 people and caused billions of dollars in property damage, or billions of euros, but the situation was worsened by criminal opportunists carrying out looting and robberies amidst a temporary breakdown in normal law and order. They crunched the stats, again after a demand for the figures to be released by the AfD party, but the figures themselves came from the German Ministry of the Interior. And they found that 145 suspects between the ages of 12 and 69 were identified. 81% of those suspects that carried out looting and burglaries after the devastating floods in Germany last month were foreign-born or migrants or asylum seekers within that same group. Meanwhile, in Sweden, Afghan migrants gang rape mentally disabled Swedish woman, again bringing the wonderful virtues of their culture to our continent. So let's just invite in hundreds of thousands more of them. What could possibly go wrong? Now, over in Australia, of course, which is now being renamed Prison Island, Australian PM takes private jet, fails to quarantine while citizens remain under lockdown. While lockdown Australians are being told they shouldn't even talk to their neighbours, Prime Minister Scott Morrison reportedly took a private jet to visit his family in Sydney and then failed to quarantine upon returning to Canberra. So he marked Father's Day by taking a private jet to visit his family. Meanwhile, Australians not only can't visit their own family, they're being told that even if they wear masks and go to the supermarket, they can't have a conversation with each other. We also have this, Australian authorities to lock out, those are the words of the Premier in the state of Victoria, to lock out unvaccinated people from being able to participate in the economy. And we flash back to that passage out of Revelations once again, don't we? He who doesn't have the mark won't be allowed to buy or sell. Well, that's the road that we're headed towards in Australia, of course, a country that's imposed probably the most brutal draconian lockdown in all developed nations, now announcing they will lock out unvaccinated people from being able to participate in the economy. It starts with not being able to travel. It starts with being placed under onerous house arrest. It starts with not being able to engage in basic social activities. And then the ultimate course for the Chinese communist-style social credit score is, of course, not being able to buy or sell. You've seen it in China. You buy too much junk food. You rent too many video games. You buy, quote, junk food. They limit your purchases. They put you on a red list so you can't get credit. You can't get a mortgage. You can't buy a plane trip ticket. You can't buy a train ticket. You are the underclass, and that same Orwellian nightmare, Black Mirror dystopia, is now being rolled out in Australia. The Premier of Victoria, Dan Andrews, said there is going to be a vaccinated economy and you get to participate in that if you are vaccinated. Yes, if you've had the clot shot that doesn't even work, if you've complied and being a good boy or girl, the government will allow you to buy things. But he said, we're going to move to a situation where to protect the health system, we are going to lock out people who are not vaccinated and can be. So they're literally making noises now that it's not just you're not going to be allowed into a cinema or a football game, you're not going to be allowed into a supermarket. Meanwhile, Dr. Kerry Chan over in New South Wales, which is the region in which Sydney is located in Australia, said, this was the woman, the stern-faced health czar, who previously told Australians they shouldn't even be allowed to talk to their own friends and neighbours. Now she says COVID will be with us forever, and people will have to get used to, that's a quote, endless booster vaccines. So having two shots of the clot shot is not going to be enough. You're going to have to get 3, 4, 5, 6. Israel is saying now every 6 months you're going to have to take this vaccine, no matter the consequences, no matter the pregnant women having complications with their pregnancies, their menstrual cycles being set off completely. Of course, we've had numerous instances in Japan over the past few days of people dying after taking the AstraZeneca vaccine. That's not enough. You're going to have to take 7 or 8 vaccines over the next 4 or 5 years. She said people will have to get used to taking endless booster vaccines, which is somewhat of a concern given that authorities in Australia have also said, as we reported last month, they wouldn't hesitate to go door to door to carry out COVID tests. Well, what's going to stop them from carrying out mandatory clot shots door to door? They're now saying booster jabs is the future. Same thing in Israel, which gave Anthony Fauci, of course, a $1 million reward. Now Israel is lobbying the Biden administration to roll out that booster shot, despite the fact that there's a revolt within the FDA from principled people, would you believe it, within the FDA saying that it's too soon, they don't know the risks. But Biden's trying to get that rolled out before the end of the month. Meanwhile, also in Australia, Australia could force citizens to report their location on demand via government tracking app. They're actually talking about having previously considered, don't forget, fitting people in self-isolation with electronic ankle bracelets, Prison Island. Now they're talking about a new system, which is the track and trace on steroids, where you will have to report your location to the government. They'll phone you up, and within 15 minutes of the government phoning you up, you will have to take a selfie, which will be geolocation tagged, upload it to a government website to prove that you're a compliant, well-behaved, submissive citizen. And this is why they're calling Australia Prison Island, and everything they do, unless we resist this, is coming to the United Kingdom, is coming to America. That's going to wrap it up. War Room is coming up next. Summit.news. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.